Now that Strauss Brands has dropped its plan to build a slaughterhouse, some Milwaukeeans are wondering what's next for Century City. That's the former Tower Automotive property on Milwaukee's north side that the city has been redeveloping. At a luncheon held Wednesday at the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel in the Menominee Valley, Mayor Tom Barrett said that Strauss isn't entirely out of the question. WUWM's Olivia Richardson has the story on how the future of Century City isn't entirely up in the air.
Host of the luncheon said that the Menominee Valley could serve as an example of how to get businesses to build offices and headquarters in Century City. The Menominee Valley once too was full of vacant lots. Joe Pietrangelo is with Wisconsin Policy Forum. He says that getting Menominee Valley up and going took strong leadership, funding, and creativity to play into the strengths of the area. Much like location or potential business development surrounding Menominee Valley, something that's a little harder for Century City to do.
But, you know, in the Valley, when you look back in the 90s, a lot of people didn't see it as having that much promise. It was very blighted. A lot of people just saw it as a major eyesore.
Pietrangelo says that Century City isn't completely without its merit. It's been cleaned and prepared for development. In addition, Century City is the largest industrial site available for development in Milwaukee. And, according to Pietrangelo, the businesses moving to the area have access to an available labor market, as people in the neighborhood need jobs. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the city has a role to play, too.
The fact that we put $40 million into this site is a demonstration of how committed the city is to moving forward.
The challenge, according to Barrett, is getting companies to Century City or making sure business bids are kept. Century City is classified as an opportunity zone, which gives companies incentives like tax deferrals to move in or relocate. Rebecca Mittich is with Hush Blackwell. She says, according to a presentation by Develop Advisors, an advisory firm for opportunity zone funds, compared to other opportunity zones around the country, Century City is considered one of the poorest investments when considering median income and unemployment.
The ultimate incentive of this is appreciation at the end of 10 years. However, if you are an operating company and you want to buy and then operate your company in an opportunity zone, then your investors in your operation will, at the end of 10 years, if your company grows, then that appreciation is tax-free.
Some experts say that part of getting businesses to look at Century City is knowing that there are educated, engaged families in the neighborhood. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.